It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis-Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2026, recorded Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Triple mugged. On this episode of the GizWiz, we go from CES to the New York Boat Show. Also, my brand new theme for this month, what the heck is it? And a video from Mo. All next on The GizWiz!
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is, our Super Bowl of Gadgets. We all know that we have our Super Bowl of Gadgets.
Oh, that's good.
Hero, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. I am representing the Chiefs Kingdom. And this is all I'm going to say. I'm not going to be annoying about it, okay? Because I assume that a lot of our fans, our GizWiz fans, are actually based out of New England, which I would expect to root for the Eagles. So, but I am supporting the Chiefs for the Super Bowl this weekend.
You're
so, gotta
perfectly
represent.
Suited to do that.
Gotta represent. What have you been up to this last week?
I did something very interesting, and I made a little 1-minute video about it, and I think you'll enjoy this.
I accidentally started casting the video. Here we go.
People are always talking about people who try to bring big luggage on airplanes. Well, I think this is overkill here. This is the largest...
Where's the luggage? I don't see...
Suitcase.
Wait, what?
I've never seen.
No way.
Amazing. So this is the Louis Vuitton building.
Oh my God.
And they're putting up a new building, and they decided to...
So, the audio is a little low because I didn't bring a mic. I was so overwhelmed when I got there. So, Louis Vuitton is putting up a new building, and rather than putting up the scaffolding and that orange netting and everything that's required, they decided to put up a giant stack of Louis Vuitton luggage.
That is insanely amazing.
And it is so well, I had heard about it and saw pictures of it, but like the handle is 3D, that leather strap there must be 12 feet by 5 feet. And then at the end of this video, I have a little shot of the building from the side street. I mean, this must have been millions of dollars to produce that. I think, is it starting over again? Oh,
there it is.
There it is. Is that astounding?
That is. That is incredible. I mean, I saw this on your feed on, you know, when you posted it.
Yes.
I thought that it was one of those screens originally. You know how sometimes they have those like LED screens and then they make it kind of look three-dimensional, or like they put in a thing for a moment. I thought that it was that, and it was like a really cool perspective shot. I didn't think that it was real. I can't imagine what that looks like in person. I can't imagine.
It is just astounding because I believe that is a 12-story high stack of suitcases.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. One of the most creative things I could have ever imagined.
Absolutely. And I bet it had a tower on top because there are smaller and smaller Louis Vuitton suitcases going on up.
Right.
So it probably matches what the structure was and what the new one will be. It's incredible. It's just amazing. I just can't imagine going into the meeting and saying,
right.
I have an idea.
That had to start with a simple idea, like an actual simple idea of, what if we made a scaffolding look like our luggage?
Yes, and they were like, right. And then someone said, why don't we just make it be exactly like our luggage?
I know. I went, wait, how scale can we go with this?
Yes.
It's pretty incredible. Another small idea that seems absolutely huge. Did you see that Starbucks recently has started offering glassware if you're staying inside of the store? So instead of getting a paper cup or a plastic cup, you're handed a glass cup or a ceramic cup.
Oh, no, I did not. I heard they're bringing back the condiment bar.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
I like this because what's interesting is one, they've always had this, but they're promoting it more, which is that you can go and take your cup back and get free refills on drip coffee, iced tea, hot tea. There's a few different options. You can't get like another Frappuccino, but if you were served a Frappuccino in that glass thing, drank all of it, you could go back and get iced tea if you want it. And they're kind of promoting that you can do that with the containers that you get in the store if you choose to eat it, consume it there. It's kind of cool.
So basically, the first 30 people who get seats will be there most of the day.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, great idea. Like, get there 6 a.m. when they open, and now that is your WeWork.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have landed, baby. Yeah, no, that's great. Anyway, that I thought was a small idea that is a huge, I cannot imagine. They like kind of rolled this all out at once. I can't imagine just shipping the glassware to all the company.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. We would like to place an order for 25 million glasses. Thank you. Okay. That seems crazy to just make all the stores start kind of doing that.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Pretty cool. Okay, let's jump into the gadgets.
Oh, okay, so the first at the boat show, there were an awful lot of big ticket boats, and I went aboard two of them. One a Formula, and the other a Fountain. And when I was editing the video, it suddenly dawned on me, while during the match game, working for Mad Magazine, I was also writing a monthly column for a magazine called Powerboat Magazine. And I sent you a link there to their Facebook page. Powerboat Magazine is now out of business. But I emailed him and I said, I have a race boat. I like writing about boats. Do you have a place for me? And the guy never answered, and I called up and I got the editor and I said, I sent you a letter. He said, well, we never answered because you work for Mad and we pay $50 for a column. I said, that's fine, I'll do it. And he said, and also, since you're on the East Coast, we can't afford to send anybody to the East Coast to test boats. Could you be our test person for the East Coast?
So not only did you get the writing job, you also got the testing job.
The testing job.
At the same time.
And then so that the same people would test all boats because they wanted to make sure that I could take more of a pounding than someone else that would think a seat was comfortable or not.
Is that you, Dickie D?
I'm in some of these shots. No, that's not me at the wheel.
Yeah.
But I'm in some of them. Anyway, the upshot of this is there was a company called Formula that had incredible interiors. And I was chosen to rate interiors because I was the only one on staff who actually stayed on boats. I cruised the boat all the way up to Canada.
You had spent the time in the interior.
Exactly. And so Formula boats always had incredible interiors, and the Fountain boats looked great but didn't have great interiors. And the man who owned it, Reggie Fountain.
This is a fountain boat, right?
Used to get very depressed. And
Fountain?
No.
Fountain of North...
Oh, Texas? Yeah. Reggie Fountain.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, you know, you always rate the interior of the Formula boats better than mine. I just hide away the man who does the interiors for Formula. So, anyway.
Because of you? Because of your bad ratings? Yes, he went, okay, he likes Formula, so we'll just hire that guy.
Yes, exactly. So I think Reggie has passed on. So it's kind of funny. So
hey, did the other guy, that guy who worked at Formula, ever give you a shout out and say, hey, thanks for the job?
I have an idea that he might have gone back, and you'll see as we go through these votes, and I'll explain. Okay. You can run that video.
Sorry, okay. I interrupted you, though. You were saying he had passed.
I was saying that I think, having looked at these two boats when I was editing the video, I thought, you know what? I think Formula might have hired their guy back. Because and I'll explain it as we watch the video.
Okay,
The sound on the video too. All right, so since at the boat show you can't see what a boat looks like from the outside, I went to each website and Fountain builds very fast, very rugged boats. This is their 37 footer. Okay, their 37 foot boat. And that's what they had here at the show.
Okay, Fountain Speedboats. Okay, I knew Reggie Fountain for a long time when I was working for Powerboat Magazine. And Fountain is still building incredible boats. This is the dashboard. All right, what is the price on this? Looks like a million something. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty. And going up here.
Oh, wow.
We're
going to
look at the cabin. All right. Little sink.
So this is a Fountain interior.
And that is the head back here.
They didn't have the head open.
Okay.
Little sleeping cove.
The bow up there. Little dining area. And, oh, when you open the front hatch, it says speakers under there. I'm going to walk to the back here.
They got all C-zone switching across. Everything's in shatter casting.
And for power, just 400 horsepower.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Just four.
So there you have 1,600 horsepower.
Right. Or 2,000 if you want.
This might be a little bit clearer here. 1,000,000. Dark green, 1,124,000 and change. All right, it's a 43 footer with a 12'3" beam. If I had brought my wallet with me, I could have this.
And now we're going over to the Formula boats. And this is the Formula. I think it's the 43, so it's...
We're aboard a Formula boat.
So this is their interior.
Down below deck.
That's gorgeous. My impression, first impression is I like it way better than the last one.
Yeah, and then this is what it converts to when you want to go to sleep. So on Reggie's boat, I think he'd have a hard time sleeping. This is when you set it up for dining, and that's a giant TV in the back.
Dennis up there.
The rare Dennis sighting on the high seas.
Yes.
This looks like a yacht.
Walking up
this
to
is
the
pretty.
Bow.
Wait till you see their dashboard.
Oh my gosh. This looks so nice. The other looked like a fishing vessel.
Some food up here. And speakers absolutely everywhere. That's looking back down into the galley. This folds up. For privacy, if you don't want people looking down.
I love
down.
That window down into the cabin.
Isn't that
we're
neat?
We're going to just walk by
so
the dashboard,
nice.
Which
also,
is...
Also, the walkways are so much wider than the last one.
Oh, quite and amazing. High. Look at you. So safe for kids.
Yeah.
This is the 457 model.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's great. Oh, my
there
gosh.
Is your,
is that no comparison. The other screens were like... 10 inches.
Dashboard.
Yeah.
These are like 24.
Room, oh, my god.
Chat room, come up with a price.
The other one was 1.1 million.
Stuff here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess.
Queen of the, oh, this biggest
2.3.
It's biggest.
Boat. Yeah, I mean, my guess. Oh,
boy, that is a dynamite guess.
Good guess. Okay.
Dynamite guess.
I'm very bad at guessing.
It was owned by the Porter family that I knew very well. Look at the speakers up there.
I personally do not care for the LEDs. They would stick on one solid color.
Yes, I'm sure you can do that, but yeah. I think for the boat show they tried to.
Oh my gosh.
They're showing they can be anything.
And then here we have a
oh my gosh, I love
bar.
That outdoor
okay.
Bar,
plenty
wet
of
bar.
Side doors for exiting without having
and then
to
this
climb
is great.
Over anything. And
you don't have to climb over anything. The whole side
you
opens
side.
Up to get
oh.
on get
oh.
guests to come on.
Wow.
And then you can just walk on out.
And in the back. Wow, that has a really nice, I forget
are.
The proper term for that.
And this has four, no, three.
That's really nice.
Three, we have to go look at the back. I wonder if there's 600s.
Sure.
And this is a little look at that Farallon, oh, the Formula 45 from the side.
Wow.
And we forgot two things. There's a cabinet for your... Scuba, underwater
oh, yeah.
scuba.
Just throw that in there.
It's the Seabob electric underwater scooter in its
I'll
own
take
cabinet.
It.
Here you
all
go.
Right, 2 million. It's a 45-foot, 7-inch boat.
2.5 million.
Two and a half.
Oh, it's on sale.
But it's on sale.
I forgot
on
the sale. You didn't tell me there was a sale, Diggy D. I didn't put a count for that.
Anyway.
That is amazing.
But yeah. You can see that formula.
That
they really
awesome.
Know how to design interiors.
I agree. Like seriously. Those look slick. I really like everything I saw in the interior. Now it seemed like there was just more. Now was there just more boat? Are those
yeah.
about the same size boats? Or
no, no. The formula was 7 or 8 feet longer and about 1.5 feet wider.
Okay, here's the formula. This is the second boat that we looked at.
Yes,
page.
Exactly. And these are both boats are center console where people can walk totally around the boat.
Yeah.
And then still have a cabin that you can certainly overnight on. On the formula, you could go away for a week on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that cabin in the inside looked so comfortable. There was plenty to space to cook and all that type of stuff. And then here is the foundation. This is the first boat that we looked
yeah
at.
The fountain. Yep.
Oh yeah, the foundation. Yeah.
So they're more probably part of it is that they don't want a lot of weight because they race a lot of their boats.
That's what I notice is it seems so much more focused on speed.
Yes.
It looked like a thinner body. For speed, it looked like a you know, obviously the horsepower. There was four engines. The back was really made for speed, not for leisure. Like the second boat, which had a you know really nice entryway onto the into the water. Wow, some really cool boats.
Now
to me, if you're spending anything past $1 million, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would you not own specifically a leisure boat for that has a nice cabin and a separate speedboat? Why do you want a nice leisure boat with four engines on the back?
Just oh, that, yeah.
It's cool?
Okay. Well, that is exactly what I did for years because I did race a boat. And I had, oh my God, I had so many fast boats. I had a 25-foot Nova with 1,100 horsepower. It had twin 550 jet engines in it. And I had it custom built, and the guy said, you know, you sent us a hull here? I said, yeah. And you want two 550s? I said, yeah. He said, they don't fit side by side. I said, oh my God, I never thought about that. He said, it's okay. Well, stagger them. One will be slightly in front of the other, and we'll build a mattress for the top. It'll be an L-shaped mattress. And so beside that, then I had my houseboat. So I stayed on the houseboat and in the slip next to me. Then I had a 28-foot scarab with a...
So that racing boat, did it have a cabin?
It had a sleeping? Little V bunk, and that was it. I mean, you certainly didn't want to spend.
It was very similar to that first boat that we saw. Which
yes,
was like,
exactly.
I was like, yeah. No, you can sleep here. It's there. Yes, you know, you get a sink.
Yeah. No, no way to cook anything. No head. No.
I see. Okay. That's okay.
That's why I had the houseboat. Yeah.
For some reason, I just thought speedboats would always be two seats and a steering wheel. Like I don't know why. I just thought it's a speedboat. You don't need any other accoutrement. But of course, I guess you want to get out there with your friends, have a party, have a good time. Also, get some crazy speed on that boat because there are no speed limits on the water.
Offshore racing, you might have to go 500 or 600 miles to get to a race, and then you don't want to rent a hotel room because you probably want to be next to your engines all the time working on them. So I think someone said, why don't we start like truckers? You know, truckers now have little cabins behind. So
yeah,
trucker doesn't have to rent any space. I think that's what happened with race boats.
Honestly, that is like the smartest, most practical, obvious thing that didn't occur to me because not in the world. That makes so much sense. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Okay. Now, this next thing, these just blow me away. I am amazed I didn't know they existed. Also from the New York Boat Show.
So we're at the New York Boat Show. We're looking for unique gadgets. And we found something really unique. So someone brought their car in here. And I don't know what the car is doing at a boat show.
It's a boat.
But it turns out it's not a car. What? It is a...
boat. It's a jet boat.
It's a jet boat. And is the object here... what's in front of your screen here? So the object here is... do people freak out when they see this?
Yeah. There's a big hype about it worldwide. We have clients worldwide, you know. They're looking for new stuff, for crazy stuff. We have... two-seaters, six-seaters, you know, five-seaters.
And what's the horsepower range for these guys?
So we have way to 79.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, are some of them already in the marketplace?
Yeah, we sold already. You know, we're in the business for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we have clients worldwide, you know, over 30 million views on Instagram and stuff.
Oh, my God, this is great. And what's the newest one?
The newest one is the Sirius G. You know, it looks like a G-Wagon.
Right.
So that's the newest. It has a refrigerator. You can open and close the roof. Up to six people. Crazy. Kel. We call it the Series L. You know, so it has a storage apartment and a foot space room. It's a full carbon fiber look interior. You know, it has a sound system. This is a boat. So it has a kill switch, a blower in the engine room, a bilge pump, a horn, headlights, taillights, interior light.
It's gas.
Yeah, it's gas.
Gas, okay.
You know, and you can drive it at night.
Oh, okay, so it's Coast Guard lighting.
Yes.
Perfect. And this guy, that's a four-seater?
That's the four-seater, Series R. Yep.
Is this your only four-seater?
We have here at the show, yes.
Yeah, yes, okay.
But we have in our fleet as well a five-seater. So we have between two and six seats.
Okay, and Dennis, give me a price range.
Prices, they start in the, you know, at $60,000 and go all the way up to $100,000.
Okay, and you sell them worldwide?
Worldwide, yes.
Worldwide, okay, this is great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Anytime, thank you.
That is cool. That is really, I wish it could drive and... you know.
Oh, that would be good if it came out. Yes, yes.
If it would have actually a car, just didn't look like a car, but looks like a car. Pretty cool.
Go to look for the motorcycle on. Look at that.
It's like a Ski-Doo, but it's a motorcycle.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that starts at only $27,000, but God,
that's the G-Wagon.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Series J. It looks like a Lamborghini. Got the Series F. That looks like a wait, J? That makes me think it's like a Jaguar. And then F is for Ferrari. R is for Rolls Royce. That's the Rolls. L is for Lamborghini. X is for the Ford, whatever that Ford thing is called. I forget what that Ford. That's a Ford. It has an X in the name, I'm pretty sure. M, that's the Mercedes. Look at that. B, we got the Bentley. That's a Bentley. Wait, turn around. Let me see that. That's a Bentley. Yeah, that's kind of. Oh, no, that's a Bugatti. That's a Bugatti.
Oh, my God.
Got that one wrong.
Oh,
that
look at that.
Bugatti. They look. Yeah, I like them. Yeah, the Ford GT. That's what I'm thinking that one is. But I guess X does not make sense.
I guess they had a...
Oh, maybe that's an Aston Martin. Oh, that might be an Aston Martin. The logo looked more like an Aston Martin.
Work with every car manufacturer to get...
Well, they didn't. That's the thing. Is these look? They're inspired.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
I'm describing what they're inspired by.
Okay.
Like you know, the G is the G wagon. Yeah, that's a Mercedes vehicle. HD, I guess, would be Harley Davidson. You know, inspired by Harley Davidson. That is cool.
Isn't that pretty neat?
That is. I had opened up each one individually, but their main website did a pretty good job of explaining or showing them off. I mean, this seems like the coolest product that a rental place should do. Renting a speedboat or a Ski-Doo, you can rent... You know, the Bugatti or the Rolls Royce or the Lamborghini.
Or the motorcycle.
Literally. I mean, this price is expensive enough that it seems like a business could buy a few of these and rent those suckers out. Sorry, there's our document. That seems cool. That would be the coolest thing ever. Yeah. That's neat. I think it's just smart. Really is a smart way to differentiate your boating business. To be like, well, we're making a boat that kind of everybody else was making. Let's make it look like another thing.
I thought they did a great job with them.
Yeah, I agree. Okie dokie, let's jump
in. So that's it for the boat show. It's been a long time since we've done this. So take a peek at Box O' Crap.
It's been a while since we did Box O' Crap, probably a couple of years, but this is the Boxing Day 175th junk box, all right? And it'll be worth $114.99.
Woohoo!
Now just $29.99. Free shipping over $25, so it'll ship free. And it turns out that the junk box may not be a box.
What?
A package arrived. I didn't know what it was. And then I reread my junk box, read more, and it said, your box may not be a box. All right. So this is my junk package, up to $115 worth of stuff. For which I paid $25.
$29.99.
We will see.
We demand a box.
Right, so
we demand a
this
box.
Is kind of fun.
Oh, looks
what
heavy.
What is it? This is probably going to be a long video. You know what? This looks like an empty case. But we'll find out. And as I said, we've not done a junk box in a very long time. I guess we've done 5 of them over the years. None of them ever was worth. I mean, the stuff was probably worth the money, but it was stuff I couldn't use. Oh, what is this? All right, so that's...
In a matching little carrying case.
You know, this is going to be a lot of
looks like not a lot of hardware, like a lot of soft stuff.
Ooh la la, diggity. You're getting all the nice things.
It's been so long, I thought, well, they are doing something. They're going to pick out three people who ordered these, and one of them is going to get a tablet. 2020 version, it says. So even if you get the extra bonus.
So a great beach bag, Dickie D. You can take that.
$115 coming up.
You could take all the other crap and put it in there.
And put it in. That's what I did.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's a pair of
shot glasses.
Yes, neighbor.
It's a lot of
what?
No way. This is.
Are those just lights?
Okay. You know what? This is not terrible.
Yeah.
Huh.
Even though I have 87 of these. These are. It doesn't even have a label in here. They look like. Oh, they're just night lights. Okay. I guess they're motion sensitive night
lights. Yeah, light sensitive night lights.
Man.
And there are six of them.
Six of them, half a dozen of those. I don't need those. My
you go, you know, $15
small.
Each times six.
I
yeah, I think
one,
you get there.
When I walk by, it'll light
Chumley
up and
said
up
it's already worth $99.
Oh, God. Travel mug.
Ah, just what you needed.
This is really disappointing.
Another randomly sized travel mug.
Oh, two of them!
You needed the matching pair.
Are you kidding me?
Three of them!
Do you know how many mugs I have?
You didn't
every time
expect
I go to an event?
To get mugged by this.
A manual pepper grinder.
Salt
and pepper, I guess.
Salt in the wound.
Oh,
right
five and one.
Right after you
five
got mugged?
Five and one.
I have five things to grind.
Five and one.
I have an axe to grind with this company. I'm almost out of stuff. This was not good. Okay, don't know what that is.
Nail polish.
I look it up at the end, you'll see.
More nail polish. This is almost a ripoff. More nail polish.
Ah, I think that's a good shade on you, Dickie D. That's the good news.
Yeah.
What?
Wire?
This is the only thing that is
Let's
sort of cute.
The tab out.
Is it fairy lights?
The tab is out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. Oh, is there a little light?
Cute.
Halloween. That's almost something. I'm very disappointed. Highlighting trio for face. This is
well,
all this. You know, they should have like man kit, girl kit.
You'll my look good
is,
while you cry about
yeah.
your
face is my
bag of crap.
And I'm broke.
Any women in the chat room
well,
is,
this
is that
really
a famous
a
brand?
Smart plug.
Hey.
Yeah, how smart is this? Probably like 2 watts. And then just a bunch of stupid cables.
Yeah, those are the
well,
weirdest
they're not
looking.
Even cables.
Wait, are there ties?
They just
gave you string?
They're just...
You know
just...
what? I hate this. And right at the bottom it says, no returns, no refunds.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think it's worth $24. I mean, even the retail value. This is the worst, unboxing ever, unenveloping ever.
Unbagging ever.
I looked up one thing online, the Expressive Vegan Quick Dry Nail Polish. Surprise.
So the three
and
bottles.
Still, I have no use for them.
Yeah, that was, that was a little disappointing.
$30 pack. It was $29.99.
I don't know if you should be mad about the three mugs, or because at least you have three mugs that match.
That's true.
That's three true. Of them was kind of insult. It was like, you get one, you get two, you get three of these mugs.
And Pac makes a good comment. He's laughing his ass off. Vegan nail polish?
Oh, yeah. I'm hot.
What?
I hate it when there's animal blood in my nail polish. Yeah, it makes me so mad.
It was also probably gluten-free.
Right. Low-calorie and fat-free nail polish.
And fat-free. Oh, Chrissy Bagan said, I have a secret Santa gifts for the next 3 years.
Yeah. So where did you get this bag / box of crap?
It is from a place called, I put a link to it. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Until Gone. Now, they don't have, I checked earlier today, they only did that for Boxing Day, I guess. But you could check them out from time to time.
Gotcha.
I have bought a few things there.
So if you're telling me that if these men's moisture wicking quick dry solid tracksuits don't sell, there's a chance it'll be in a bag heading to you.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
So it sounds like you have a bit of buyer's remorse over this bag of crap.
Yeah. I mean, the girl next door, I said, you have use for any of these things? Oh, could I have that lipstick? Oh, the nail polish, could I have that? You don't want that kit? No, be my guest. Take it away.
There you go. So, there you
made some people happy.
Made your neighbor happy. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, let's head into the crappiest of corners.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We had the Patreon poll. And
yes.
Asked our patrons to vote. And unfortunately, I do not have my Patreon login. And so, for the first time in months, our patrons were finally able to actually vote on the poll. I think I changed the Gizwiz password recently, and I don't have it updated.
Well, we're going to find out now, Michael.
Aha! Okay, we are going to find out now after I get my two-factor notification. Here we go. There we go. Okay, the different categories to choose from.
Yes.
Were dun 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 dun. There we go. Music gadgets, Valentine's Day gadgets, and practical but useless gadgets. So.
Oh.
Do you need any of those explained also?
Valentine's. Well, give me an example of practical but useless.
So, here's the descriptor.
Like
that
my
we
box
wrote.
Of crap.
Exactly. You'll look at these and think, oh, that's clever, but why? So basically, like, it does a thing, but why would you need that gadget to do that? Like, can't you use another thing? Or that was just way too unnecessary? Or this does a single thing, like one thing, but like you could just use a knife and it would do the same thing, you know, that type of thing. It's like, it does it, but pretty useless.
God, maybe Valentine's Day.
Okay, here. I can show you the, I can't. One second. I will be able to show you the post here. Oop, there we go. So that is.
Oh, Valentine's. See, musical, I think not.
Okay. I'll just reveal the results.
Okay.
Valentine's Day with 20%.
Oh, that's all no.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Practical, but useless is the winner. So we're looking for some goofy-ish gadgets that...
Okay.
Yeah, kind of works.
If I hadn't just done my unboxing, I probably would have voted for that. I figured I just have a whole bag of practical useless things.
Exactly. Okay, so let's check out...
I'd like to see what that is. Yeah.
Our first gadget.
So here we are with practical but useless gadgets. And as we've probably explained, the inspiration is like, do you really need that thing? Or is that really the best way to do that? And the useless part of practical but useless, we're going to have to find out live. So here is the first gadget that we're checking out in this category. The scissor mouse. Now, I will say the first time I saw this, I actually thought it was a mouse that could somehow be like... transformed into scissors. That's not what's going on. On the back of it is not a mouse at all, but it works kind of like a mouse in the way that you hold it. There is a knife back there that will cut the paper that you're trying to cut. And it looks like you can do, you know, straight lines or curvy lines. Should be pretty easy. So let's go ahead and get it out of the packaging. As you can see, I went and got this at Goodwill. So this is kind of like a gadget warehouse. So let me get it out of the packaging and we'll be right back. Okay, so the scissor mouse is out of the packaging and this is what it looks like. On the top, there is actually like a ruler. So you can kind of see, and that zero is right where it'll cut. On the back, you have four wheels and there's like this gear in there that's going on. That's kind of cool. And then that is the knife right there. So, I have a whole bunch of different types of paper. We're going to move the cat here so that we can actually look at it. It mentions on the packaging that it does all different types of paper. It mentions coupons, gift wrap. So I have a few different styles of paper. It also mentions that it won't harm surfaces. So we're going to check all of this out. First, we'll just use some computer paper. And this will be our first test. Right now, this is on like a almost like a mouse pad, but I'll remove that in just a second and test that as well. So we're just gonna do, oh my gosh, a straight line. What?
Oh no!
Why did that work out so badly? Okay, we're gonna do a straight line. Oh, there we go. Well, that was pretty nice. I have a feeling that why that worked out so badly is I guess that the paper gets caught right there by that little thing. So I guess I did that really badly and it really crunched up the side of the paper. See, that didn't catch, it didn't catch under there.
It didn't cut anything.
There we go. Okay. Well, once it kind of works, that's nice. Let's go ahead and test doing that on a hard surface. So same thing, computer paper, but we're going to remove the mat here. So we're going to try this on a hard surface. It didn't catch again. I guess that makes sense why it can be used on really any surface, is because it's actually really catching. Nope. I almost need to slide it in there and see what I'm doing here. I'm trying to get it started. There we go. Ooh. And there we go. Oh, we should do a wavy line. I haven't done a wavy line yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see how that can work.
Is this better than scissors? I don't know. I'm getting really frustrated. Okay, we're going to move this back just to get back on. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Yeah, no. I'd be pulling out the scissors at this point. This is really annoying. Okay, here we go. Wavy line. Wavy line. Oh, I didn't catch. Oh, my gosh. That's what's going on. Okay. It's getting worse and worse by the piece of paper. Let's try this. Oh my gosh, please. It's catching it incorrectly. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's horrible. This is horrible.
There's a wavy line.
We are turning into actual crap territory. I have a piece of paper stuck in it. I can't imagine that this would do any better. See how there's this like crumb of paper stuck inside of there? Yeah, no, this is horrible. This is a piece of crap. No, yeah, this would be the definition. Honestly, it's not practical, and it is useless. Back to you guys.
Okay.
And there's no cover on that blade, right?
Well, it's a circular blade instead of a... it's not like an X-Acto knife. So it is more like a pizza cutter. And then as the front wheels move, those gears are, it kind of moves it around like a pizza cutter. That's about it. But it's not good. It's really not good. I mean, it's just not good. Really.
And that was a brand new one in a package. It's not like someone damaged it.
Oh, yeah. No, brand new. Brand new. Wow. So, yeah, exactly. So, not exactly the best gadget for that. Here it is online. Westcott was the maker. You can still get it for $10 if you want the scissor mouse. Oh, I didn't even notice their little video. Let's watch the scissor mouse video.
Westcott, the maker of the world's favorite scissors, introduces the scissor mouse, a new and very convenient cutting device that can be stored and taken anywhere, in a briefcase, a handbag, a child's backpack, or in your pocket, as well as straight lines. It cuts on almost anything, including paper, coupons, gift wrap, construction paper, many craft-related materials. Simple to use for any...
Many craft-related materials. You know that wasn't written by ChatGPT back then. Like that's it's very funny. Piece of crap. It can strongly be placed in the crap category of Trad's Crappy Corner, I think.
Yeah. As someone said, it's going to be on your worst of list.
It might be. It may be. Okay, so that is the category for the month. Practical. Yeah, it works, but useless. Why? Why do you need it? Why does this exist? So look forward to that, and thank you to the patrons for voting on that theme. With that, let's move into Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, it's from Mo, and he will ask us to try to guess what it is before he tells us. So watch.
Here he
is. Hey guys, love, love, love the show. Please keep up the great work. I hope my camera is far enough away and you actually can't read what this says it is. So
I'll squint.
I'm going to play a little bit of guess what the heck is it? It's not the sign. The sign was given to me by my wife. My beautiful wife gave me this sign, and I've been using it
a wall
in my videos. It's actually this device. Can you figure out what this device is?
It looks like a recorder.
VHS tape.
Yeah,
play. 10 more seconds.
Like maybe Betamax, something like that.
Okay,
type 10 tape
seconds
thing.
Are up.
But it only has five buttons. It has like three buttons
this
only.
This is a full-size VHS tape.
Reminder and forwarder.
That's all it does.
Crispy bacon.
Soft eject.
Crispy bacon has it. And Martron.
For family and friends, and for myself, I've already done it. I transfer VHS tapes, old VHS tapes, to digital. And a lot of times I have to fast forward and rewind the tapes on my VHS players. I don't like to do that because it puts wear and tear on my players. And I don't want to ruin them. They're very difficult to obtain. I always have to get them from a Salvation Army or Goodwill or used place, but they're very difficult to obtain. I can't buy them at the store anymore. So I decided to go on eBay and purchase this item. I remembered that I had one years ago when I was playing VHS players, and this puts less wear and tear. It makes it faster to rewind and fast forward the tapes. So I fast forward the tapes when I first get a tape from someone. We're going to take this one, for example. And I fast forward it to kind of get any kinks out of the tape. Plug it in. And fast forward, I believe you have to press down. And that's the fast forward option. So it's fast forwarding. You can see by the counter.
Is that a little progress light, or is that just a light?
It's this button. It does bring you back up. I push it back down.
Just a light.
But to, rewind, I have to press this button so it can come up.
Ah. Oh, so rewind.
That's like two settings,
red.
Basically.
That's
the rewind.
Yeah.
That's red now. Almost probably over 20 years old. And that's the rewind.
Ding. Fresh.
So look at my
it's like toast.
And rewind machine. Thank you.
That's cool. That's really
now
cool.
He bought it on, let me just see the rest of his note here. He bought it online for $33. And when I went there, it said sold out, but there are several more of them. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like this one. Looks very, like, exactly the same.
Oh, it's exactly like, yeah.
$20. That's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if, do you think Blockbuster had one of these behind the thing for all the, like, they get in, like, oh, I gotta rewind that one.
They probably had a set of eight of them so that they
could, they had the industrial version.
Exactly.
This is cool.
But someone asked, why would you ever do that? When I used to have cassette tapes, if I hadn't played the tape in a long time, sometimes I would fast forward it and run it back. To make sure that it had no kinks or stretched out or just make sure that it was going to play all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a way to...
Not much use for them these days.
Yeah. Mo's right about the players. Typically, when you rewind or fast forward, I assume it's still going. That tape is still going through the player, you know. It's not like undoing the tape before it fast forwards and rewinds.
It's probably going across the record head, right?
Yeah.
Wear that down.
Exactly. So the less you can wear that, the better. It's great.
So we do have a couple of videos in-house, but we're always looking for more, okay? Anything to do with the gadget, like Mo bought an old gadget that he found a need for. A gadget you have in the cellar because you paid a lot of money and now it's not worth much. We love old tech, but anything to do with a gadget. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format, and just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. Put it up on YouTube and there'll be a drop-down menu. Click unlisted and then send us the URL for that. And that way, only people with the URL will be able to see your video. Mail at gizwiz.tv. If we show it, we show pretty much all of them. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move into the letter.
Letter is from Paul. I'm just going to spell his last name. A-Y-A-L-A. Paul says that scheduled send feature in Gmail has been around a while. I thought I'd recommend another email client that has a similar feature. It supports Gmail and any IMAP or POP3 email. I discovered it in the Google Play Store. I love it on my Android devices. They have now released a Windows app as well. It's called Spark Mail and Spark Desktop for Windows. I pay for the pro subscription, but it's affordable. Synchronizes across all gadgets. Now, there is a free version, but when I clicked on it, it says free at first. You see? What does it say?
Let's see.
It almost looks like it could be free all the time.
Let's go back to the homepage. Let me click the...
It seemed like at some... It seemed at some...
There we go. Free download. It's actually downloading to my computer. 1 second.
Anyway, you could check it out. And Paul says, I'm the CEO of my own company, small business consulting. I work from home. providing bookkeeping, startup assistance, income tax preparation, filing services.
This Spark is free to get started.
It gets started. Isn't that strange?
I think that they're just implying you'll love it so much you'll want to.
Okay.
I think that that's what that's implying. I don't think they'll start charging you. I think.
Okay. Paul has his own business, and let's just go to his website for a minute. He mainly works with the self-employed individual or small businesses. So in the show notes, I will put, there it is, a small business website.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's great. That's really great. Bookkeeping, payroll, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, that's great. An email scheduler prioritizer situation would be needed if you're dealing with clients. And that website is asbctax.com. asbctax.com to find more about
it. And it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. Okie dokie. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show every single episode. You guys rock. You guys are amazing. Thank you. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support us every time we upload an episode. And we thank you for your support. If you want to support us, you can head on over to gizwiz.tv as well as patreon.com/gizwiz. Click on that Patreon tab at the top of the website and click on that big banner. That'll take you right there. Or there's also this tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal if you want to support us via PayPal instead of Patreon, which a few people do that as well. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, whenever the show is live. We will just update the website, so you can head on over there to the website and check it out. And also, while we're live and that live stream is up, the chat room is live. So join the chat room, chat along with everybody, get to know a few other gizwizzers who are around. If you don't catch it live, our episodes are there on our website after the fact or available on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That is Diggy D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about a past gadget, check it out there, and while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is a game show online where this is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. And this is obvious to me. This was the sister to the scissor mouse. That was the rope scope. There you go. The rope scope. This is the rope scope.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the rope scope. So if you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here. I think I'm frozen.
There you go. Got it.